Welcome back to another episode of Queer Christian Family Values QCFV Podcast. My name is Alex Birchnell. I'm your host. And today we're going to be answering a submitted question from one of our listeners. And I think it's going to be really cool to do these segments and just send a response, see what people think, and kind of go from there. So this one is from Flo Mims. M-I-M-S, whose Instagram you can follow at Poulter Mims, and that is P as in Paul, O-L-T as in Tom, E, R as in Roger, M as in Mary, I, M as in Mary, S as in Sam. Their question is, what does someone who is isolated do if they have tried to reach out to churches, volunteer, etc.? So, I guess my response would be, you know, just kind of, what have you done in regards to reaching out? Have you just, you know, talked to people in your just your local area without having an affirming stance, what have you? My next suggestion would be to go to gaychurch.org and see if there's any affirming churches in your area if you haven't already done so. That's actually how we came across Landmark Worship Center, which is our parent company now. We are the media production crew now for Landmark, but that's how I found them. And all I did was go on there, type in my zip code, my city, and it pulled up all of the LGBTQ plus affirming and inclusive churches in my area. I then clicked on it, and it took me to their website or Facebook page or whatever public profile they have, and I was able to then send a message to them asking them some questions, and I ended up finding that church. You can also, I want to say there's another site. Oh, Church Clarity is another one that you can go to. Now, Church Clarity caters to all churches, really. And all it is just they're clear about what their stances are. Some churches are, some churches aren't. Church Clarity is not perfect, just as every other website is not going to be perfect. But at least you can go on there. But the difference between the two is that Church Clarity has all kinds of churches, even non-affirming churches on there. It just tells whether they are or not. Whereas gaychurch.org actually has only affirming churches on there so that you're not having to filter through a bunch of stuff. So that's what I would do, is go there first, see if there's anything that's available. If not, if there isn't anything available, because I know we live in rural areas, there's some places that just don't have any churches, or at least close enough within driving distance. The next step would be to create something yourself. I know that's a daunting task, and honestly, if you need help and you would like us to help you start something in your area, let us know, and we'll see what we can do in regards to maybe making a chapter or something. But what I would do is just create a Facebook page, Instagram, group, something in your area, and start getting the word out. Hashtags are actually very, very useful. I know that's, you know, a lot of people hate hashtag, you know, coffee or something. No, but if you are using it to be searched, you can use Faithfully LGBT, you can use Gay Christian, you can use all these specific topic tags. So when you are sharing your work, there's other people out there in your area that are searching for something similar would be able to pull it up. So once you create a group, once you create a Facebook page or Instagram, whatever you're going to use, you can even use the app called Meetup and create something like that. And you can actually set a time and place where you're going to be, and you can start doing Bible studies, and you could start doing churches. You can start doing what the apostles did in Jesus' time. They actually would just meet in people's homes. I know that there's a group that is in Irwin, Tennessee, and they just meet in their home every, I want to say Wednesday. They meet every Wednesday, and they just have dinner, and then they have Bible study, and sometimes they do worship. And so church does not have to be in a church house. It doesn't have to be the normal corporate style of church. In the Bible, as long as two or more are together. That's where Christ's church is. And so create your own. I know, again, daunting. Maybe, you know, it's a bit scary, but I would definitely see about creating your own. So to reiterate, you want to go to gaychurch.org, and then you would check and see what they've got going on there. And then if they don't have anything, create your own. I know you want to volunteer, and in this day and age, being isolated and not having that fellowship can be very depressing and harmful. And I feel for you, and I pray for you that you're able to find something that you can connect with. And I hope that, you know, we can help you in your endeavor to try to find something that works for you. Another thing would be, in the meantime, to go and follow some live streams. Our church does live streams during our service. We have service every Saturday at 7 p.m. So if you want to go to our Facebook page, it's facebook.com/LandmarkWorshipCenterJC. And you can watch our church's live streams, which QCFV produces and helps post and edit and all that other stuff. You can also follow their podcast if you look for Landmark Podcast, and you can go there. But I hope that answers your question. This was a quick podcast, and if you have any questions, or if you would like us to respond to yours, send us an email at queerchristianfamilyvalues@gmail.com. You can send it in through a message on anchor.fm/QCFV, and you can also send it to us as a message on Instagram, our Facebook page at facebook.com/queerchristianfamilyvalues. You can also send us a tweet. It's a QCFV tweets. And without further ado, I hope you all have a great day, and thanks for listening. And before I let you go, these podcasts aren't scripted, if you can't tell. Before you go, make sure that if you want to be a part of QCFV and support us, go to patreon.com/QCFV, and you can just start out at $1, $5, or $10. Each one gets you various different you know, bits and pieces that you might enjoy that other people don't get if they're not a Patreon. So, see you in the next one. Bye.